Capacity planning metrics and indicators. The success an organization has in executing and controlling operations stems from how well the strategy execution process is performing. A successful strategy execution process includes accurate and timely information about daily operations. This information is essential if managers are to gauge how well the strategy execution process is proceeding. The information should cover several areas: customer data, operations data, employee data, supplier/strategic partner data, financial performance data. Managing the control process is accomplished by establishing and enforcing standards and procedures in support of the organization's goals and bottom line, including the use of relevant and measurable performance measures. The goal of capacity planning is to support on-time performance by balancing workload with available capacity. Traditionally, capacity planning has been measured in terms of attaining high capacity availability and utilization rates. Other indicators related to operations performance objectives have emerged over time. These indicators measure the effect of capacity planning on quality levels, employee relations, capital investments in equipment, and customer service. Measuring operations' ability to plan capacity may involve the following indicators: performance to schedule. Deviations from schedule due to poor planning can affect the operations' performance objectives. For example, having too little buffer inventory may leave a work center idle. Having too much will increase work in process and affect cost objectives. Customer service ratings. Managing order priorities effectively can affect customer service objectives. If more valuable customers have to wait, this can affect the entire business's financial performance. If low-value orders are given higher priority, this can waste operational resources. Unbudgeted increases in labor or shipping costs. This may indicate excessive use of overtime and temporary work to manage load imbalances or the need to resort to expedited delivery. Number of orders declined due to lack of capacity. Quality problems indicated by high levels of scrap or rework. This could be due to overworked employees or equipment worked at its limits without routine maintenance. Stockouts of key products at peak demand times. Inventory metrics such as days of supply, inventory on hand, or inventory turns. These may indicate the costly accumulation of inventory. Indications of excessive levels of utilization. High employee turnover rates and accidents and frequent equipment failure could signal that capacity is being overscheduled to balance loads. Measuring service capacity planning. An article in APIC's CPIM detailed scheduling and planning reprints, Measuring Performance in Services, underscores the importance of understanding the connection between costs and capacity and measuring the appropriate actions. The authors describe the customer support function of a cable company. Calls are received by help desk operators. If the help desk operator cannot resolve the problem, the operator creates a service ticket for a technician who makes a site visit. The company first decided to measure its performance by the help desk throughput, the number and length of help desk calls. This inadvertently encouraged help desk operators to turn more challenging issues over to field technicians quickly rather than trying to resolve them at the help desk stage. Call time went down, but service costs increased and customer satisfaction decreased. The cost of a service technician was much higher than that of an operator, and their capacity was less given travel time. Customers were irritated that it took longer to solve their problems. Increasing capacity at the help desk was a better solution for this business. Capacity could be increased by decreasing the number of calls per day operators were expected to handle and by providing more training so that the operators could identify and resolve a wider range of issues.